Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So I was listening to the Jimmy Hoffa story during the news. You know what we always heard?
What's that?
Every time we did a game at the Meadowlands, and I'm talking about the old Meadowlands, I don't mean MetLife Stadium, the old Meadowlands, that we were always told over and over again that he was buried underneath, like the 15-yard line at the Meadowlands. Like, sit there and go, really?
That I never knew, and I've been in that stadium one time.
Oh, no, I've done play-by-play in there. I've been the third guy in there. I've been in the old Giants stadium a number of times. Only been to MetLife once. I did a game with Syracuse there to start the 2013 season. But the old Meadowlands, yeah, we always say, you know, the story is Jimmy Hoffa is buried in the thing. Really?
Okay.
I'll just avoid that area. Thank you very much. I think we'll do that. We'll just avoid that area. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Just an add-on to what they're talking about in the national news. I have a story for everything.
By the way, I have a 4-1 record at MetLife, by the way, going to Eagles-Giants, but I'll just throw that in.
Oh, really?
There. I am.
Oh, cool.
I do.
Yep. Well, in fact, the Eagles are playing their back-to-back with the Jets and Giants,
That's correct. Yes.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Oh, yes. Tailgating tomorrow at Bucknell at Christie. Tailgating tomorrow at Beaver Stadium. And Thanksgiving coming up. Big football extravaganza on Thanksgiving. Matt, you're already geared up for Thanksgiving football, right?
Oh, of course.
Semi-enthusiastic response.
Well, the games really aren't that great this year. But it's still all about the beverages anyway.
Saints and Bills.
That's probably the best game of them all.
Cowboys-Raiders and the Bears-Lions.
First game's a snooze fest.
You're just so negative.
I'm just saying.
You're so filled with hate. You got two awesome kids, a great wife. Everything's bad. How could everything be bad in your life? You hit the jackpot. Plus, you get to work on a broadcast extravaganza like this that makes no sense.
That's exactly right.
I mean, come on. You got it made. I mean, come on. You can be Dave Ritchie on Friday nights. All right, so what? Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day, 6 great flavors of slushies, and the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, and don't forget, it's that time of the year to start thinking about gift cards from Brewers Outlet for the holidays. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. That means something. Great time for trade-in. Sales staff works with you. And a fabulous service department to back it all up. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Well, the Falcons have gone now 3.5 months without scoring a point. Last night, the Patriots shut them out in our play-by-play call of the day.
Now third down and five snap. He's back in the pocket. He fires across. Well, it's picked up by Kyle Van Noy. And he's going to take it to the right side. 20 to the 15. Outside to the 10 to the 5. Oh. And into the end zone. That is a third pick six for the Patriots in their last four games. What a way for Kyle Van Noy to punctuate a terrific evening for the Patriots, number 53.
Bob Soci with a little groaning in the background from Scott Zolak on the Patriots Radio Network. As they shut out Atlanta last night, 25-0, and the Patriots are now 7-4. Huh.
Jeez.
I guess everybody forgot Belichick could coach, huh?
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Here's the part about the Patriots that people forget about, right, that they completely forget about. And there's a lot of focus on Mac Jones. I got that. Okay. But people forget last year with everything going on, they had six guys in their defense opt out and not play last year. Look how well that defense is playing now. You know, not every one of them is back, but most of those guys are back. It makes a big difference. Big difference. Again, things that you forget about. That's why you have this show. We remind you of it. So that's the story there. Tomorrow, Matt will be at Christie. Public address announcer extraordinaire for Bucknell's game with Holy Cross. So when you get ready to do something like that, you've got to be able to pronounce everybody's name. How do you get the pronunciations?
I usually sit down with our SID, Sports Information Director, beforehand just to triple check who's in, who's out, triple check names. Maybe I of guys that might come in that I haven't done a whole lot, just to triple check that. Then I'll go to the visiting SID and I'll really hone in on, I'll just go through the two deep that I get of each position and read everybody's name, and they'll tell me yes, no, what it is. I'll write it out phonetically, and then I just drill it in my head until kickoff.
Everybody tells me, obviously I haven't heard you, so I mean, it's for obvious reasons I'm a little busy. But everybody tells me what a terrific job you do. So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate all the kind words. It's been a lot of fun for me. I'll be finishing up my third year doing this now.
That's great. They're lucky to have you. Lucky to have you. It's like they're, you know, Bucknell is a good setup with you doing that, and Doug, of course, is just a phenomenal play-by-play announcer, football and basketball, everything else Doug does, but Doug is a phenomenal play-by-play announcer. And the suit, to his credit, suit does a really, really nice professional job as well. Bucknell's fortunate to have all that. Doug in Wellsboro. Yo, bro. How are you? Happy
Steven.
Thanksgiving. Happy
Steven.
Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Same to you, Steve. Hey,
what can you
tell me about the health of the team regarding the flu?
Oh boy, this is something that it's running through the team. There's no getting around it. So it's been hit or miss during the course of the week with practice about who's there, who's not, who's back. So it's hit a couple of spots pretty hard along the way. And to be honest with you, Doug, it's going to be something where I may not know until tomorrow exactly who can and cannot go. Because that's the way the week has been. Some days like, not there, not there, not there. Then they'll say, okay, got one or two back, a couple more. It's just been running through the campus. I never really talked about it at the UMass game, but I felt a couple of the basketball players on the UMass trip were sick. And I could tell. Now, I told him to go sit in the back of the plane. And fortunately, it's a 737, so I could be actually really distanced. But, yeah, I thought that, I'm not saying that played a role in losing. I'm not saying that. UMass won the game because UMass played really well. But I could tell a couple of the basketball players weren't well. Then you get to practice for football, and you're like, oh. And then James did allude to it on Wednesday night.
When will you be able to tell us who's available tomorrow? Will it be right before kickoff? When will you get people to tell us?
I'll be able to tell you once I get back into the booth. So pregame, when Jack and I are doing the pregame show, I'll probably only be able to give you a loose answer. I will have an absolute accurate answer about a half hour before kickoff. Okay? Oh. I'll be able to get it.
That'd be great. We'd really appreciate that.
Yeah, no. When I give the starting lineup before the game, anybody who listens to the broadcast, you know when I give the starting lineup, that is the starting lineup.
Right.
I mean, I don't fool around with, well, blah, blah, blah. You know, if I'm not, you know, so I'll, for example, lead running back. Yeah, you notice the last two games I've announced John Lovett as the first running back because I knew he was the starter going in. So when I do the starting lineup, I give you the starting lineup.
Right. Something else. You just were discussing rivalries. Have you ever done a game at Montana, like Missoula or Montana State in Bozeman?
I have not. I've done a basketball game where Montana came here, but I've never even, that's one of the few states I've never even been to, Doug. But I've watched it on TV, and again, that's an intense rivalry.
We vacationed out in Montana, Wyoming this summer, and I was really struck by how intense that they're both having a great year, Montana and Montana State. Montana's really good. They're 9-1 again, I think, or 8-2, and Montana State's 9-1 this year. And when we were out there, they were showing replays of old Montana-Montana State games. It's like a really intense rivalry. They tried to get game day to come to it this year, but I guess it's like a really good game. We went and saw it at both stadiums, in Missoula and in Bozeman.
So you have to see it in both. What's it? Well, I know the stadiums aren't big. I want to say they're about 18 to 25,000.
Yeah, they're smaller stadiums. They're basically an enlarged high school stadium, but they pack them. You know, the population's less out there, but they feel as it's a hard ticket to get.
Oh, I bet it is hard to get. And see, that's what I like, the depth of meaning of something like that. I think it's really cool to see something like that where two teams go at it. That's why I'm looking at the way conferences are doing things now. And yeah, Auburn plays Alabama at the end. You got Clemson, South Carolina, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Louisville, Kentucky, Florida, Florida State. So that means stuff like that happens. But I'm seeing other times where, like, the rivalry game isn't the last game of the regular season. I look around and say, you got to be kidding me. Why did that change? Who changed that? See, in college football, you could wreck a rivalry even in your own conference. Remember when Nebraska was in the Big 12 with Oklahoma? Well,
yeah.
Nebraska-Oklahoma used to be the last game of the regular season. Big rivalry, right? But then when the Big 12 was formed, they put them in different divisions. And when they put them in different divisions, guess what happened? You started rotating off of schedules. So there'd be a two-year period that wouldn't even play each other, and they started sticking the game in the middle. You can kill rivalries even in a conference.
True. Hey, last question is, what's your key to the game tomorrow? What do you think is the one or two things I should look for?
All right. Number one, you've got to be able to slow down the Rutgers running attack. Pacheco's a good running back. Manata guy is pretty good. Young's pretty good. And the quarterback, Vedral, may be the best point A to point B running quarterback in the Big Ten. So you got to be able to slow that down. You've got to force this team to beat you throwing, which means I think you have to not only get to the lead, Doug, I think you need to get to a two-score lead and force them to do something they don't want to do. The next guy to watch for is 42. Normally he wears 21. That's Johnny Langham, the backup quarterback who played Wildcat against Penn State in each of the last two games. Last week, they put him in 42 and not 21. They used him as a tight end and an H-back last week. And they've been using him as a tight end and an H-back most of the season. They will run trick plays with him out there, and you have to have the knowledge that he is also a quarterback when this happens. So keep an eye on that, and Bo Melton's probably their best wideout. Last week against Indiana, they didn't have their three starting linebackers available. They went with a 4-2-5 defense last week, and I expect them to play 4-2-5 against Penn State for the simple reason is that Penn State, as you and I both know, Doug, has been throwing the football. So against a team that wants to throw the football like Penn State's been throwing the football, I expect to see a 4-2-5 from Rutgers to start, to put the nickel guy out there to begin the game. And that opens the door, in my opinion, to see if they can get Kevon Lee going.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking my call. We'll be listening to you on the radio for sure.
Hey, Doug, I always appreciate you very much. Happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully we can talk next week, too.
Okay. Talk to you later, Matt.
Doug in Wellsboro.
Love you, Doug.
Great to have you with us. Yes, indeed. By the way, State High is playing Delaware Valley tonight in the state playoffs in Hazleton. And it's interesting. I know Matt Lintell, who's the State High head coach, and I know Delaware Valley's head coach, Keith Olsemer, who played football here at Penn State. And they will play in Hazleton this evening at 7 in the state playoffs. So, the station here in town that carries the games, I found out what the number was that they were charged by the PAAA.
Ridiculous.
To carry the game? And I will say this. It sounds like they're trying to reduce whatever budget deficit they have one playoff game at a time. All right. I know there are expenses involved. I got it. We'll come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
I'm overwhelmed for sure. You know, I'm very excited. I got so many people to thank. You know, of course, my family and my wife. You know, this year was tough. You know, starting off, you know, getting hit in the face. It was definitely a tough couple days for me, tough couple weeks for me, trying to get back. And was able to get back. You know, my teammates were incredible throughout the whole process of trying to get me back and things like that. And, you know, I got to thank, you know, my teammates, the city of Philadelphia, our fans, John Middleton, the whole Middleton family, my chef Dan. I never went to bed hungry. You know, and my kiddos plugging me along every single day. My dad, my mom. I mean, everybody. I mean, it was a big effort for us this year, and it was a lot of fun to you know, be here and be part of you know, be part of this.
I will be honest with you. I have no idea who that is.
That's Bryce Harper.
That was Bryce Harper.
After winning the National League MVP. This is from courtesy of MLB Network.
Okay. Well, 9 times out of 10, I could recognize voices. I could not recognize. He deserved the MVP, by the way. He did deserve it. 17 out of 30 first-place votes. And you look at the second half of the season, the Phillies are no better than a mediocre team. I mean, no better than mediocre. Their bullpen is just a horror show. Yet they took Atlanta, who ended up being the world champion the final week because of that guy. In the second half of the season, he was unbelievable. Yeah, rarely have I seen a guy carry a team like Harper did. Reminiscent in some ways of what Yastrzemski did in 67 with the Red Sox, where like you felt like he did everything. Ohtani was unanimous in the American League, and he deserved that. He's the Babe Ruth of this era, the way he can pitch and and hit, obviously. Now, that Babel thing really works. The Sioux, for example, like, you know, he was trying to learn English. He said, "And welcome back to Shikelmi." What is Shikelmi? No, Shikelmi. Welcome back to Shikelmi. Okay. Welcome to Shikalimi. See, I mean, it's isn't it great the way it works?
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Yeah. It's a big plus for our sponsor when we can relate it locally, don't you think?
Always.
I hate the show. Hey, we are coming up in 1 week, a little bit more than a week, 10 days to Santa. The Magic Radio. Five wonderful, beautiful children in our studio every night with the Magic Radio and Santa. Sign up now. It is a tradition unlike any other, with a simplicity and a beauty to it that no one else can match. Talk to Santa. 10 days away. What, 6 to 7 every night, right?
Correct.
Monday through Friday.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. And, of course, you got Bucknell tomorrow at 1 with Holy Cross at Christie's. So you're going to be tailgating. You got Penn State football tomorrow with Rutgers at noon. You're going to be tailgating. Airtime, by the way, 10:30 here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And some people love wine coolers, water, lots of water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. And don't forget about gift cards this time of the year. Stock up now. Stock up for Thanksgiving. Big four-day weekend. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory. Fabulous time to trade in. And also, sales staff that works with you, you'll save money in these deals because they'll treat you better than anybody. And a service department that is second to none. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Ladies and gentlemen, on the line now, the king.
Joe Biden is president again. He woke up.
Yeah, I saw that. I guess he had to turn it over for a period of time while he had his colonoscopy today.
Yeah, and we had President Harris for a little while. I felt safer. Yeah. Oh, we were saying when that verdict went down in the courtroom, she'd have an airstrike.
Oh, jeez.
Joe wakes up, submarines are flying around.
Yeah.
Can't make this stuff up.
To my credit, I paid very little attention. So
I got a lot. Nobody paid attention. It's just on the radio, or
I got
turn the internet on. There it is. So
I got a lot.
That's a big deal. The thing in Wisconsin. That's a real big deal. They're gonna burn that city down. So it's a Black Lives Matter thing. So
We'll just see how it goes. I got a game tomorrow, so I'll just probably concentrate on that, and then I got a game Monday, and I'll concentrate on that. So,
I'm just bringing up headlines that the rest of the world's looking at, and you got a game, so that's good. So, you better win tomorrow. So,
it's like Doug from Wellsboro called. He said, because what happened was James said on Wednesday, he said, "Look, we've had some sickness running through the team." And he asked, he says, "Well, what does it look like right now?" And I said, "I'll be honest with you, I won't be able to really tell you till I'm actually there tomorrow and I find out what the starting lineup is."
Could be the same,
but I mean, I'm talking about the flu has run rampant through campus.
Yeah, well, watch out for COVID. All these people who got vaccinated, they're not vaccinated anymore.
Actually, believe it or not, I do know for a fact that this is all non-COVID with the team. All of it is.
That's good.
I mean, that part I can tell everybody, you know, now how many guys have it, how many have bounced back, how many, you know, is it a small number, is it a little greater than that? I won't find out until tomorrow, but that's something to watch for tomorrow. But it's all non-COVID, so that's not
good.
The issue.
Let's hope that their immune systems are working properly after getting their vaccines.
Nobody knows.
A
lot of them have had flu shots too, so we'll see.
Yeah, well, that'll. But are they favored? They're playing
Rutgers, and is Penn State
Rutgers
the favorite
tomorrow? I thought they were playing Michigan State.
Ugh. No, Michigan State's next week.
Yeah, they cannot lose to Rutgers.
In fact, my next two road trips are East Lansing and East Lansing. I go to Michigan State twice in 2 weeks.
You play them in basketball. Man,
yeah.
UMass beat the crap out of you, huh?
I was a witness.
Darn, I missed
it. To be honest, you know, one thing that is very difficult for coaches to do, any coach, any sport, especially with young people, is convincing a team. Now, remember, UMass had just lost to Yale by 20. You have to convince your team that when that team over there is playing at their best, they're that good. And, of course, human nature enters in, and they look around and go, yeah, they just lost to Yale by 20. They drove it down their throat. They gave up 91 points, the whole thing. And a couple guys, by the way, for Penn State, you know, I'm like, they don't quite seem right. Well, it turns out, you know, I talked about sickness going through campus, but it's hit this campus pretty hard for whatever reason. Now, it turns out all the students are leaving today because it's fall break.
Yep.
But a couple of the basketball players I thought were sick for the game on Monday night. They seemed better last night. They seemed to have more jump last night. But there were a couple of guys that were like just like dragging, you know, Sunday night, dragging in practice. It's like, ooh, why are they dragging?
Is there a mask mandate there?
In a classroom, yes. Outside, no.
Yeah, outside, you don't.
So we've had a mask mandate on campus the entire semester.
Yeah, so does UConn. Now, most people wear masks whether it's a mandate or not, just for whatever. It's a confusing time. I can imagine it's difficult to travel with this COVID around, you know? It's not like the way it used to be where you could just roam around and do whatever you want. So,
yeah, you know what? You know what's interesting about that? What's so strange about this? So let's just take it in travel and in sports, okay? My assumption a year and a half ago was that when teams played, boy, there'd be transmission. And yet it turns out that when teams play, there's no transmission.
No, that's why the Aaron Rodgers thing was so stupid.
Right, there's no transmission. Now, travel. You'd assume on a plane with circulating air, there'd be a problem. Yet on planes, guess what? There's no transmission.
No, which is 180 from the beginning.
Yeah, which is 180 of what? Yeah, it's 180 of what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Now we all wear a mask on the plane because obviously, how many times have I flown in the last year? I've flown a lot in the last year. I mean, I flew last year.
I haven't flown in 30 years.
Yeah, I mean, but I've flown a lot in the last, you know, the last 14 months. I've flown a lot, and again, same thing. I mean, so two things that you would assume, for some reason, don't come to fruition. Thank goodness. So traveling like this, you have to wear a mask on the plane. Now, basketball, you talk about, like I mentioned, a couple of players I thought may have been sick for the UMass trip, but we were on a 737, and you know, with only 30 to 35 people on it. So I had my own row, and the players were way in the back. So I wasn't even. So when we were on the plane, I wasn't even close to them. So it's that's now football. We'll go on Friday. Be 150 to 160 people on the plane. Every single seat's taken. We're all wearing masks on the plane anyway. So that's, you know, that's not an issue with that. And just, we'll go. We'll change the, you'll see a change in the practice schedule next week. It's going to be on Thanksgiving. Normally, James will practice at, start around 4:30, 4:45 on a Thursday normally. Then when he's done, he comes over and does the talk show with me. This time we'll do the talk show on Tuesday next week. But he's going to practice them Tuesday morning. Thursday morning, Thanksgiving morning at 10 or 10:30. When it's done, they're going to have a team Thanksgiving meal together. And then he wants to find out from everybody where they're going to be in the afternoon and evening, because he does not want a player alone on Thanksgiving. Either, you know, if you live close enough, you can go home with your family. If you're in town, you can go to an assistant coach's house. Or if you're in town, you can go to his house. But he wants to make sure nobody's alone on Thanksgiving. That's a, and he's made that emphasis every year. So he's talked about that with the team already. Like, hey, guys, we need to start finding out because I don't want you alone.
That's really nice.
We will take a break. See, we'll go to break on a nice note. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Okay, pick 'em time.
Now, I bounced back in a big way last week, I might add. 7-2 for me last week. Steve went 4-5. King went 3-6. So that puts me at 55-37. 2 games behind Steve at 57-35. King, 44-48.
Good.
There we go. So let's kick
that's
it off.
Big. I got you guys exactly where I want you. Okay.
All right. So now let's start with Louisiana at Liberty. King.
Liberty.
I got Liberty, too. I like the way they're playing right now.
Score a lot of points.
Steve, what do you say?
Louisiana.
Ooh, okay.
I just think there's a lot of teams in the top 25 who don't belong there at all. So.
They're certainly hit or miss sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, next one. We got Cincinnati against SMU, the so-called one of their tougher games that they'll have all year in their conference. Steve.
As tempting it is to pick Smoo. I'm sorry, that was the Suits pick. He picked Smoo. I'm looking at him like, what are you talking about? He's a scary guy, I'm going to tell you. Cincinnati will win the game. They'll win by at least 10.
Actually, my wife would say the same thing, too. Smoo. And she also calls...
But she's not in the business.
That's true. You know what she calls UCLA, though?
UCLA.
Yeah, UCLA.
The U-Clans.
Cool. I like her.
She's like, how's UCLA doing? I'm like, what? Oh, UCLA. Ah, okay. Anyway, I agree. I like Cincinnati. King.
Smooth.
All right.
Cincinnati hasn't been tested, and they have not played well the last couple of weeks, last few weeks. I mean, it's not like they're blowing people out.
I hear you.
SMU's a good football team.
It's a tempting pick to make.
Yeah, absolutely. I got SMU.
All right, next one in the Pac-12. That doesn't get the rivalries right, according to Steve, which I agree. Oregon, Utah. Steve, who you got?
Well, Oregon's playing Oregon State next week. I mean, this is the next to last week. This is going to be a really, really good game. Very close game. And I think Oregon's going to eventually win it. I think they got a little bit more. Utah, by the way, is playing great. But I think this is going to be one that Oregon pulls out.
I agree. I'm nervous about this pick. But I'm going to stick with the Ducks simply because I believe in their defensive line to make a play late. King.
Utah at home.
You got all upsets so far.
I don't have a choice.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But I think that's a really tough game to pick. I think that's going to be a very close game. What time is that game? Do we know?
That I don't. Let's see.
I'll look it up. Right. I'll look it up. Let's keep going.
It's got to be at least a late afternoon game.
Look, I'm barely paying attention to what's going on anyway, so I'll look at, you know.
And then finally, our big one of the week in Big Ten action. Michigan State, Ohio State at noon. Big noon kickoff, too, on Fox.
King. No, it's on ABC.
Oh, it's on ABC.
It's on ABC.
That. Sorry.
Yep.
King, who you got?
I went back and forth, but Michigan State, to me, is the same Michigan State. They play great, and then, boom, Ohio State's explosive. Ohio State.
I'm rolling with the Spartans. I've never been a big believer in Ohio State. I like what Mel Tucker's been doing this season. I don't know about getting a 10-year, $95 million contract, but I like what he's doing this year. I think he's got a good helm in the locker room. Michigan State gets it done on the road.
Good game. Ohio State wins by 10 at home. Oregon, Utah, by the way, is 7:30 on ABC.
There you go. All right.
So Ohio State's the pick. Yep.
All right. Well, that wraps up the college side of things. Now we head to the pros. And we're going to start with Indy at Buffalo. Interesting game, I think. Steve.
Really?
Somewhat.
That's an interesting game?
Only because I still can't quite figure out Buffalo. And I can maybe see them losing this game, but I mean, I'm still picking Buffalo. But
the game's outdoors in Buffalo. They'll win. I mean, it's going to be like 30 degrees. The Colts are an indoor team.
True, yes. Anyway, King, who you got?
Well, the Colts are an indoor team, but the running back played in Wisconsin.
Yeah, he sure
that
did. He's a heck of a running back.
And he can control a game. When you can run the ball like that, you can beat anybody. And Buffalo is up and down. I got the Colts.
All right, next one. We've got winless Detroit, but at least they didn't lose last week at Heinz Field. At Cleveland this week.
I feel bad for them.
yeah.
But, man, the Steelers, what the heck? Kicked a field goal for crying out loud. I watched the game. Like, thank God, kick it. Anyway.
I got Cleveland. King?
I got Detroit. Detroit's been playing really well. And one of these days, I watched Cleveland and the Patriots. Cleveland sucks.
Cleveland is not playing well at all.
No.
But the problem I have with Detroit is losing teams make losing plays.
Yes.
And doggone, you watch the Pittsburgh game. This is how bad Pittsburgh was. I mean, really, this is how bad Pittsburgh was. Detroit made about 8 to 10 losing plays in that game down the stretch and still got a tie. I'll pick Cleveland because I just think that Detroit doesn't have the confidence to make winning plays, and their quarterback's not playing well.
I said to my buddy Alex Kozora from Steelers Depot, of course, been up front on the show, Detroit does things, losing plays that you've never heard of before. And I remember that from when the Eagles beat up on them. Detroit's not going to win a game this year. They may get another tie, but they're not going to win a game this year. So that's
why they're
going
to win this week.
We'll see. You would get it right, though, if that does happen.
All right, speaking
of those Pittsburgh Steelers, they are on Sunday Night Football this week at the Chargers, where it'll basically be Pittsburgh West. Steve.
Is Roethlisberger playing? I think he is, right?
He's not
listed as out. Watt's listed as out.
Okay.
But direct deposit, by the way, is working.
yes, it is.
I don't know. Wasn't he found positive Sunday?
But that was the week before he was found positive.
I haven't heard definitively one way or the other, but I know there's been a lot of doubt.
I'll pick Pittsburgh.
Ooh. Okay. I think with or without Big Ben, I don't like the way the Steelers are playing at all. They're still beat up in other facets. So
yeah, Joe Hayden and direct deposit are both out.
That is correct. So I am going to go with the Chargers here. They're not playing great either, but I'm going to lean with the Chargers.
Pittsburgh.
And then
Pittsburgh
finally,
defense.
And finally, America's game of the week: Dallas and Kansas City.
Well,
Steve.
First of all, it's America's team. That's why it's America's game of the week. And
okay,
I'm so
I'll go
thrilled
vomit
to see
now.
It's so great to see the Chiefs. I'll be rooting like heck for Kansas City, but you know what? I think Dallas is going to beat them.
King?
Dallas is one of the top three teams in the league. Dallas, Kansas City, their defense will never stop Dak Prescott and company. Dallas, I think Dallas is going to blow them out.
I hope I'm wrong. And I think now with no Amari Cooper, I think this could help things a little bit for Kansas City, but I don't trust that defense enough. I'm unfortunately taking Dallas.
Can you imagine Jerry Jones in a Super Bowl again?
No. No. My stomach is getting ready to hurl just thinking about it.
I'd rather watch the halftime show, and it's real bad.
I would rather watch the Puppy Bowl. If that comes into play.
I got a Hallmark movie all set up.
Oh.
Maybe I got a game that day. I'll have to look.
We can make a game. Going out like you used to do when we were kids. Just have a game outside and announce that.
So. You would just do that. Where is he right now? He's in the yard announcing a kid's game.